All right, everybody, we are back. All right, everybody, we are back, and this is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show coming to you live, as we do every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. If you've been, or if you just tuning in, I will tell you that we have Hannah Claire in the studio. Mm-hmm. We have my blushing bride, Stephanie.
Yes.
We have my boy, Ty Ginn.
Hey.
And my name is Mark.
Yes.
And I'm wearing a muumuu.
Yes.
Now, before the break, I said that we were going to be playing Stump the Chump. Yes. I think, though, what we'll do before we do that is, first of all, we will address P.W. Fenton's tweet. Right before the break, he tweeted that 85% of men think that beer comes from heaven.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's correct. I might actually be closer to 99.9%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is the... elixir of the gods.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Where would we be without our beer?
And look, just because right before the break we gave away Joe's money.
Yes.
Doesn't mean
that you can't give us a call.
Right.
Now, you can't win Joe's money.
Not this week.
No,
but
you can call again next week for to win Joe's money. But you can give us a call anyway if you want to chime in on whatever we're talking about. And that number is 727-498-0502. Or if you're a little bit shy about talking on the radio, tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1.
Yes.
And we will respond to your tweets just as we have several times this evening with P.W. Fenton.
Yes. And coming up on next week's show.
Yes.
Is Spike.
Spike from the Spike on the Mike show.
Yes.
Spike.
And the Spike on the Mike show can be heard Monday nights on RadioSt.Pete.com at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
From their Plushes Studios.
Plushes Studios at Pinchasers.
Are we going to have enough microphones?
We're going to have to get one.
I'm adding one this weekend.
We're going to get one this weekend. We have
a
stand.
You're just off the show. Too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hannah doesn't use her headphones, so he can use hers.
Yep.
Yeah. The board's big enough. I can add a couple more mics, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll bring Alexa in next week once we've gotten to play with her for a little bit.
Right. See, you should really get two more mics.
Right. One for the guest and one for Alexa.
Right. Yeah, that's a good idea.
So she might
mic her up a little bit.
Mic her up a little.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Hey, before we play Stump the Chump, let's talk about movies and entertainment.
Okay.
We had a pretty busy week, so I don't think any of us went to the movies this week.
No.
Mm-mm. I mean, the entertainment that we got was a Wednesday night on my birthday when we went over to the Hideaway Cafe to go see Betty Fox.
Yes.
And that was nice.
Yes.
Stephanie did me a solid. She made arrangements for Betty to come over to our table and wish me a happy birthday and take a picture with me.
Yes.
That was kind of cool.
Mm, very
cool. Shocked me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, what's so funny about that is I kept watching her looking at you during her break, and I was like, okay, when can I make my move?
Right.
To go up and ask her, you know, can I get a picture? You know, that kind of thing, which is, you know, that's kind of weird.
Right. You know, kind of stalky, like you did with the TC Carr.
It would have been less weird if you didn't have the muumuu on.
Right.
I was not wearing the muumuu that evening. I will the next time we go.
Right. And stand outside the bathroom to accost the artist.
Right. Let's see. We haven't seen
anything.
I was going
to say, we went to the Hideaway.
Over at the Burg.
Which Bar
is right
and
next
grill,
door to the Hideaway Cafe.
Ty got his double grilled cheeseburger. Double bacon grilled cheeseburger.
Right.
It's deadly.
Yes.
Yeah. It's very good.
It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a glutton, that's the one for you.
Now listen, the thing about it seems like it would be an outrageous burger to eat.
And it was.
Well, it's filling. One of the things I like about that burger is, and I'm not sure what they're doing with their ground beef, but it's got the best flavor any burger
really good.
I've tasted in the area.
Nice.
Truly. I mean, there are some good burgers in this town, but that one's just got such a great flavor to it.
Well, the owners of the restaurant, I believe, are Greek, so they use some Greek seasonings.
Grecian formula?
Is what I'm thinking. Yeah.
And they slap it between two grilled cheeses?
Yes. And Love on a plate.
They make the burger patties between the thighs of two big Greek women in the back.
No. God. I don't think that's what it tastes like, honey.
Zorba.
You are so bad.
Zorba! Two patties! Zorba!
No, but if you get a chance, you know, maybe you should split it with a friend.
Yes.
Double down on the grilled cheese, put a cow on it.
Yeah.
Zorba!
Little bit of pig on top. Mm-hmm. Crispy pig.
Mm-hmm. Hey, one of the things that we gave some fake news 2 weeks ago.
Said.
Yeah, so, we said that Orange Typical. Is the New Black was starting 2 weeks ago, the new season.
Yeah.
And it wasn't.
It wasn't.
But it did start last week.
Yeah.
Last Friday, as a matter of fact. But we have not done our binge yet.
No, we haven't.
I have watched a few episodes.
You have?
Bitch.
It's pretty intense.
Okay.
Getting crazy.
Yeah, getting crazy.
Speaking of crazy, what in the heck did you just do to your hair?
Oh my god, something. I have the worst headache from wearing my hair up all day. Yeah, and it probably looks ridiculous.
It's not good.
Yeah,
it's got some sort of like '60s bouffanty.
No, she looks like a late '60s, early '70s. Woman that would go to like a country honky tonk with her hair all sprayed up and then rolled around in somebody's back seat. Yeah. You look rough, man.
Thanks.
God.
Yeah, well.
I mean, for like the last month, I've been saying how good your hair is looking.
No.
Man, you come in here tonight and it's like, what in the hell?
I just took it down.
Rocking this Christopher Lloyd thing.
My hair hurts.
It's everywhere.
Are we going back to the future?
Yeah. I just got shocked. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so anyway, if you're looking for a good binge watch, Orange is the New Black is back on.
Back on.
Yep. Mm-hmm. New season on
Hannah
Netflix.
Claire says it's getting real.
It's getting intense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just like her hair.
Yeah.
Hey, now I did hear something that was kind of interesting. One of the best binge watches we ever did was Making a Murderer.
Yes.
The Stephen Avery case.
Yes. I watched that 3 times.
Yeah, well, it was so good. We did watch it. Well, you watched it 3 times.
It.
I watched it 1.5 times.
Yeah, thereabouts.
Mm-hmm. But I heard some interesting dialogue about the upcoming season. I did not hear when that season would be coming out, but I did hear that Stephen Avery's new attorney is all hot and heavy going after Teresa Halbach's boyfriend.
Yes, the ex-boyfriend that we suspected.
We suspected all along. Yeah. He knows too much. He spearheaded the whole search for her car. He knew exactly where it was. He's the one that found it. You know what I'm saying?
What? Back to the fake news.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
What else did you leave out there, bub?
No.
Hold out.
PW said you also announced that Kevin Kiermaier had been shot at second base. No.
Fake news as well.
Fractured a hip. That's all. He's fine.
He didn't get shot.
It's not so much fake news as it is fluff.
Flair.
These stories up a little bit.
Yeah.
Never let the facts get in the way of a good story.
That's right. That's exactly right. Anyway, so I am looking forward to another season of Making a Murderer. Unfortunately, I have not seen anything that says when that will be coming out.
I have a feeling they're waiting for, you know,
Get that kid in custody?
For the latest appeal to come
see,
through.
See, one of the things that we didn't hear about during the first show was that he had roughed her up in the past. And they had recently broken up.
Right.
Isn't it funny that he broke into her house to get her phone?
Yeah.
He lived with her brother.
Something weird.
Something right. Where he had access
right.
to.
He knew too her, much, and he was directing keys. All of the, you know, search parties and that kind of thing.
Right.
Uh huh.
We thought all along that, you know, there was something too much about him. You
right.
know, And they didn't seem to question. I don't think they questioned him at all.
Not really.
The police didn't question him at all.
You know what? They did talk to him at one point, I do remember, and he copped a little bit of an attitude.
But it wasn't official.
No, right.
It was him, and I think maybe the brother was with him at the same time. They talked to them, but he was never officially
I think he
questioned.
And the brother may be lovers.
I think so, too.
They seemed a little too chummy.
Yeah, and there were some statements that came out a little
awkward.
What are
you laughing at?
Chummy?
Chummy. Mm-hmm.
They were calling each other old chum?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Let me toss your salad there, chum.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Zorba!
You gotta get out of here. The Moo Moo's making him crazy.
Yeah, right? Blaze
the
Moo Moo
madness.
Hey, so let's see. Coming out last night, if you're a fan of Tupac, there's a movie out now. It's called All Eyes on Me. One of the interesting things about this movie is that it's sort of like a biopic about Tupac.
Right.
But the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, their new wide receiver, DeSean Jackson, is one of the producers on the film.
Oh,
yeah.
Look at that.
I thought that was kind of
interesting. Very interesting. Local tie there.
Yep. Where did I
see
it?
Yes, I am here.
Yes, our local tie.
Oh, shoot. It's not on this. It's not on this page. I was
going
to ask you what Tupac's real name is. It's not on here.
Shakur.
No, it's not. That's not his real name.
It is.
No, it's not.
Where's Alexa?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? This is why she needs a microphone. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the top five movies in theaters this weekend. Number one would be Wonder Woman. Number two would be My Cousin Rachel. Number three would be Megan Levy. Four,
Buddy.
Dean. And number five, Alien Covenant. No, actually, it's The Mummy.
I was going to say, The Mummy didn't make it?
Yeah, The Mummy made it.
Now, what I think is interesting is... Charlie Jewell did not like Wonder Woman much. And he only gave it 2.5 stars.
You got to give it 4 stars just because she's so hot.
Yeah, no, he wasn't buying into that.
That doesn't affect him.
He did not like Wonder Woman at all. And The Mummy, he gave 2 stars. So not his.
I watched Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, yeah?
It's
great.
Good. It's a really good movie.
Great, yeah.
You saw it, too?
Cute. Great.
They did
so
a good
gay,
job.
Though.
Amazing.
So much gay stuff. I was so offended.
I didn't...
Well, you know, didn't we... We talked about this several shows ago where there were places, like I think in Alabama or Missouri, where the theater owner refused to show it because one of the characters was overtly gay.
You don't even find out he's officially gay until the very end.
It's like a second.
And yeah, he's like kind of dancing with a dude, but whatever.
And then even then it's kind of like, well, I guess.
It was in passing. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you guys grew up watching the cartoon version.
Right, and it was the exact same as the cartoon, you know? Did they ban the cartoon when that came out, too?
Well, which one in the cartoon was gay? The dresser? The candlestick?
No. It's Gaston's little...
LeFou.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Gaston's little...
See, I...
Dude it, that...
His little butt boy.
Yeah, his little... Yeah, I don't know what else to call him, but his little friend, you know?
His special friend.
So...
Mm-hmm. Did Gaston know?
But they did a good job.
Yeah.
His butt body.
Yeah, it was really good.
Okay.
It was really good.
I wasn't sure how... turning it into real life was going
yeah,
to
Yeah, I wasn't
to
sure
work.
About no, old it was Hermione... Great. Being Belle, because she's kind of a B word sometimes, most of the time. But it was in bed.
Magneto
I'll
was
I'll have to see it.
Cogsworth?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Do you even go to movies?
No. Watch it on Netflix. No. Sorry. Redbox,
okay.
How long ago do you think Harry Potter came out?
A long
11.
Time ago.
Yeah, a long, long time ago.
20 years.
Really?
Yep. June 26th will mark the 20th anniversary of the first Harry Potter books publication. The books have sold 450 million copies.
Jesus.
And that's worldwide. 167 million of them in the United States.
Yeah.
That's a ton of books.
Yeah.
She does is that, loaded.
Does that make you feel old, Ty? Mm.
I'm kind of sad about that.
Yeah, 20 years. 20 years ago, you got your first Harry Potter book.
It says here, the film adaptations have made $7.7 billion globally.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Man.
And they've got more movies coming.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a lot. That is a lot.
I loved the Harry Potter books.
Is there a song from like your childhood? Maybe not like your childhood. I'm not talking about like when you were a little kid, but like when you were a teenager or something like that, that every time you hear it, like you know exactly where you were.
Yes.
What's yours?
BYOB.
BYOB. What is that?
System of a Down.
Ah, I'm not familiar with that.
Yes, you are. You know that song.
I might. Well,
you just don't know the title.
Don't know right off. Stephanie, what about you?
From my childhood or the children's childhood?
Yours.
Oh, from mine.
Like your teenage years.
What was it? Dancing Queen.
Oh, ABBA.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Skating Party.
Hannah, what about you?
I don't know. I've never really had, like, a super favorite. I like too many songs.
Oh.
No, but know. One that anytime you hear it, I go, you know, Dancing Queen, I go straight to skating parties at the USA roller rink.
I don't know that I'm taking ties, because, I mean, every time you hear that song, it's like...
Do you hear this song?
No, I don't hear it.
This is The Long Way Home by Supertramp.
Supertramp.
I can remember riding around in Richmond in the dead of winter in the back of Charlie Rook's station wagon with Charlie and Bruce Davis and Billy McGee, Chris Allinson. I think Paul Hunley was too cool to hang out with us then. But I can remember just driving up and down, you know, Huguenot Road or whatever it was in Richmond, listening to this song. And we're all playing our fake harmonicas.
So cool.
Well, the reason I brought this up, Supertramp is playing over at, where are they playing? Hold on a minute.
Hold on.
At the, cool in the gang.
Mahaffey Theater. They're going to be playing over there, and they're going to be playing Sunday, August 20th.
Okay. Did you want to go?
I don't know.
Yeah, yes.
I don't know.
I mean, we are going to Richmond the following weekend, right. So, you know, maybe that would help with your nostalgia.
Mm-hmm. Hey, next, what, Saturday? Is next Saturday the 21st? No, when's the 21st? Today's the
16th. 5 days.
So when's that?
I don't know, five days
Wednesday,
from
Thursday?
Now. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Diana Ross.
Yes.
Is going to be playing over at the Ruth Eckert Hall. On Wednesday. Oh, it says right here, Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Nice. 21st at Ruth Eckert Hall.
Good job.
Joe Bordeaux got an opportunity to interview her daughter,
yes.
Who is going to be opening up for Diana Ross
so cool.
That evening, Wednesday evening.
What
June
an
21st.
Interesting woman. Catch that on the TuneIn app.
Yep.
To Radio St. Pete on the TuneIn app. And Joe is playing it in the cycle. What a phenomenal woman. Mm. And just her music is wonderful. And just,
Diana Ross or the daughter?
The daughter.
Oh, really?
And what an interesting woman and the life that she lived.
I think Joe was saying that she wants to be a motivational speaker, that kind of thing. She's starting to do that.
Okay, I can see that, and she has a very pleasant voice, very uplifting.
So she doesn't sound like Hannah.
Very powerful woman.
Thanks.
That interview.
You're a wearing bitch.
That interview is great to hear.
Yeah, I want to check that out. Hey, and that's one of the cool things about RadioSaintPete.com is that we are now we have the capability of. Tuning into the TuneIn app?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's from Radio St. Pete?
It's the Radio St. Pete channel on the TuneIn app.
And basically what they're doing is they are just playing all of our shows on basically a loop all day long.
Right. Yeah. Except for when we go live and then we butt in and our show is also live on the TuneIn app. That's right.
Great.
Now,
one of the things I've noticed is that we have gotten quite a bit more Twitter followers.
Yes.
It seems like, and I can always tell when we get them, it must be when the TuneIn app is playing our show.
Our show, and it is.
Because they all come about the same time every day.
And our show varies in the lineup each day.
Right.
But I'm listening all day long.
Right.
And I also get notified of the tweets, and they are there when our show is playing.
Well, it obviously plays all day long because we get some of those tweets at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that happens.
Right. So Father's Day is Sunday.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys get me anything for Father's Day?
Nope.
Okay.
Love you.
Okay. We're going to go to Lakeland.
You confused them with the Moo Moo. They thought they missed Mother's Day.
So Paul and Jenny may have gypped me out of Father's Day.
Yeah.
No. But here, if you're interested in trying to win a Harley Davidson,
yes.
You can go to Harley Davidson of Lakeland.
Oh.
Yep. And if you get over there, Sunday, noon to 9 p.m., you have an opportunity to win a 2017 and a half Harley Davidson street rod.
Nice.
Brand new. It's all blacked out. It's a really cool looking bike.
What day?
Sunday.
You got to announce it right. Sunday.
Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Now, is it one of those contests where you get there at noon and everybody puts their hand on the bike and the last one that's still standing?
No.
But you do
have to be there to win it.
Oh,
that
you
is,
do have
it
to.
It is pretty
and,
nice.
And they're not giving it away until 9 o'clock?
Yeah, right.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I guess we can't win it.
Are we still getting tweets? What are we getting?
Driving home from Lakeland that late. Mm-hmm. Is that is a nice looking bike though.
I know.
Wow. Make your Sunday plans.
Lakeland Harley Davidson.
Lakeland Harley Davidson.
A 2017 and a half street rod.
Wow.
Pretty slick looking.
Win that, sell it.
Tygen, you are a big fan of Legos.
Yes.
Here's a art show called The Art of the Brick. And it's actually being put on by the Vinnick family. You know, Jeff Vinnick is the owner of the Tampa Bay Lightning, and he's probably owns pretty much all of Tampa.
That's his city.
Or at least he's buying it up and redoing it. But if you want to go to this Lego show, it's you can catch it. Like I said, it's called The Art of the Brick. It's a free event running from June 23rd through September 4th at 802 East Whiting Street in downtown Tampa. Says the exhibit is open Wednesday through Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Parking will be available in the surrounding Tampa parking lots. But I don't know. Here's a picture. Pretty interesting.
I saw this one.
Yeah.
Oh, have you? Yeah.
That's cool. I'd really like to go down there. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, you and all your Legos, who knows what you could build? Mm-hmm. Probably a new house.
Maybe.
You
have enough bricks.
So much.
With your bricks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, so should we play Stump the Chump?
Yes,
we can.
Do it.
All right, why don't we do that? Let's see. We need to take a break before we do that. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to play Stump the Chump. Stephanie, do we have a theme?
We do.
And it is?
Father's Day.
All right, everybody. When we come back, we will play our Father's Day themed version of Stump the Chump. We'll be right back.
Why when they spit
All right, everybody, we are back, and that is Chick Habit by April March.
I like that.
I do too. I think they played that song in one of the Kill Bill movies.
If they didn't,
that's what it reminds me of.
Right.
It's very Tarantino.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love that. April March, and the song is Chick Habit. I think it's...
It's fun.
It's a fun song.
Goes with Hannah's hair.
Yeah.
I don't know if anything goes with that
better
hair.
All the time.
Now all she needs are some go-go boots and a mini skirt and, I don't know, some blue eyeshadow or green.
Those are mean.
A polyester skirt.
Mm-hmm.
Some blouse. Mm-hmm.
Go-go mm-hmm. boots.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right. Are we ready to play Stump the Chump?
Yep.
Yep. All right.
Does everybody have their bell, their ringer, their hooter?
Yep.
All right. Now, this is going to be a little more difficult than I think you think it's going to be.
Okay.
All right. So, the first question I am going to ask, and let me give you all of the choices, because the first question is a little confusing, I think. According to the quote by Galileo, who is the father of invention? Is it shame, doubt, fear, or victory? Ty.
Fear.
No.
Really?
Doubt.
Yes.
Damn it. That's what I was going to say,
no,
Hannah.
No,
it wasn't.
No, it
was.
Then why'd you pause?
Why'd you pause?
I paused so he could give his wrong answer.
Hannah has won. When is Father's Day celebrated in North America? Mark?
Sunday, the 18th of June.
That's this year. I need a broader answer of the second Sunday in July, or Ty. No, the third Sunday in June, the first Sunday in May, or the third Sunday in August.
Third Sunday in June.
Yes.
Dads don't do that much planning.
Yeah, right. I'm going to give that one to Dad.
Thank you.
What? Hannah has one. Mark has
one. Where does he get it? He said July.
No, I didn't.
No, he didn't. Ugh. When do the countries of New Zealand and Australia celebrate Father's Day? Ha ha. Mark?
They don't.
No, they do. Is it the is it the second Sunday in March? The third Sunday in August, the first Sunday in September, or the first Sunday in December? Hannah.
First Sunday in December.
No. Next, Ty.
March sometime.
No, nope, not March.
No, you got your chance.
You're down to August and September.
Oh, it's August.
Nope.
It's September.
It's the first Sunday in September. Nobody gets that one. In the United States, which president signed Father's Day into law? Mark.
FDR.
No. Was it Richard Nixon, Woodrow Wilson, John F. Kennedy, or Calvin Coolidge? Ty.
Coolidge?
No.
Oh, I was going to say Coolidge.
Hannah?
Kennedy.
No.
Let me go again.
Ty.
Let's go Wilson.
No.
Nixon.
It was Richard Nixon.
What?
Nobody got that one either. In which country is doing a hiking tour pulling a wagon a traditional part of Father's Day?
Not America.
Sounds like a pain in the ass.
Is it Brazil, Germany, Japan, or Scotland?
That sounds like a German thing.
Scotland.
No, Dad's right. It's German. So Dad has two. Yeah, well. Hannah has one.
Brazel.
Danke.
Brazel.
Brazel.
In Italy.
Zorba.
Stop. In Italy, Father's Day is celebrated on which saint's day?
All.
All.
Yes.
St. George, St. Joseph, St. Patrick, or St. Paul?
Paul.
St. Dad.
No.
St. Dad.
It's not Paul. Next guess, George, Joseph, or Patrick?
Joseph.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now Dad has three.
That's right.
Yeah, Father's Day. Since he's the only father in the room, it's good that he's up three. Hannah has one. Ty's not on the board. Thank God. Up until the year 2012.
We got one father in the room, but a couple of mothers.
Yes.
Three.
Up until the year 2012, what was the only state in the European Union not to have an official Father's Day? Was it Poland, Slovakia?
That one.
Romania or Ireland?
Slovakia. Sounds mean.
No. Ty.
No Dadland.
No Dadland.
Poland?
No.
Ireland.
No.
That's what was left.
Romania.
No.
They can have their lettuce.
Romania.
Mm-hmm. Which country celebrates Father's Day on the king's birthday? Is it Thailand? Apparently the current king.
The
king. There's only one king at a time. No, is it Thailand? Is it Thailand, England, Monaco, or Norway?
England.
No.
Monaco.
No.
Damn it.
Thai.
Thailand.
Yes, and Thai is on the board.
Oh, for Christ's sake. You only have one?
One. Yes. Dad has three. Hannah has one.
Why don't you throw out a meatball like you did for Conrad, for Christ's sake? Let's wrap this up.
What is generally considered the official Father's Day flower?
Dads don't like flowers.
The pansy.
It's a beer.
Is it the sunflower?
Yes.
The rose, carnation, or gardenia?
Sunflower.
No.
It's a Bud Light.
It's a Bud Light. It's a beer bouquet.
Any guesses?
I'm going to say, did you say rose?
I did say rose.
I'm going to say rose.
When with rose, you win.
No. Well, I'm probably not going to get you any roses. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Okay. That's like 2 weeks in a row.
Is it?
I think so.
No, you just haven't been paying up.
Yeah.
I mean, I still got $40 coming. So.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys better keep track. Oh, your birthdays are coming.
Here's an interesting story. Hannah and I talked about it a little bit earlier today, and this is that death by texting case.
Yes.
Oh.
Do you know anything about that stuff?
Yeah, a little bit.
The girl that was on trial was Michelle Carter. And she's currently 20 years old. But back in 2014, she was, basically accused of provoking her boyfriend via text messages to commit suicide.
Yes.
All right. So it's an interesting situation because if you read the articles about what exactly went down, these two met each other in 2012, all right?
Right.
They met each other in Florida. They both lived.
Really?
Yeah. They both lived. Where did they live? Anyway, wherever they live. Oh, in Connecticut, I think it was. Anyway, but they lived like an hour apart from each other. So they didn't go to school together or anything like that. So their whole relationship was
texting.
That's it. You know, they may have seen each other, you know, every once in a while, but for the most part, their whole relationship was social media.
Right.
Okay. Well, this kid that died, Conrad Roy III, what a mess. I mean, from the get-go in their relationship, this kid is so depressed that, I mean, from the beginning, he's talking about wanting to commit suicide.
Oh.
So in the beginning, she is like, no, don't do that. That's a bad idea. You got so much to live for, da-da-da-da-da. We can go to counseling. We can get you help, that kind of thing. He did attempt to commit suicide to the point where he ingested something that was so toxic to his system that he almost lost his liver.
Oh, no.
Right. Survived that. But then after that, he's still a mess, an emotional mess. And I think because the way social media is now, where people, instead of having face-to-face conversations, you tend to be a little bit more bold about what you say to people.
Or curt. Or short.
Right. So in my mind, and now this girl, this Michelle Carter, I mean, she's no prize either. I mean, she's on medication and things like that too for her anxiety and that kind of stuff. And there, you know, one of the things that I heard in this article is that maybe her change of heart, where in the beginning she was trying to talk him out of committing suicide. What was that?
I don't know.
Looks like maybe somebody tried to call but didn't. Anyway, you know, in the beginning she was trying to talk him out, but then maybe her medication changed and her attitude changed because, you know, in the end she was like, why haven't you done it yet?
Right.
You know.
Well, and I thought I did see something where they did change one of her medications.
Right.
And that medication that she was on, like, dampens your emotions.
Well, they said that the doctor that she was going to was not your typical doctor. He was more an experimental doctor. Mm. And he did not believe in, like, Xanax and things like that, your normal prescriptions to handle whatever she was, you know, dealing with.
Right.
So yeah, she could have gotten a bad cocktail of whatever and it could have changed her attitude, but just kind of, you know, sad.
Very sad.
The whole thing is very sad.
Mm-hmm. He was 18. She was 17 when this all happened in 2014, but the verdict came out today in the trial and she was found guilty.
Yes. Of manslaughter.
Involuntary manslaughter.
Yeah.
I think good.
Well, I, you know, I go back and forth about it.
I do too.
I, you know, one, I feel like they're using her as an example.
Yep.
Because it is out of control. Hannah, you know.
This kid was obviously hell-bent on killing himself.
Well,
for almost 3 years, that's all he talked about.
And, you know, the whole social media is a bully fest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As it is. I mean, these kids are mean. They'll cut down your self-esteem.
Where was this kid's parents?
Right.
Kid is that deeply depressed, how do you not know that?
Right. And if he tried to kill himself once, why?
Right.
You know, I don't know.
And obviously it was a pretty good attempt. I mean, if it was so bad that he almost lost his liver, that means he was hospitalized. So the parents had to know.
Right.
You know.
But I think more the point of this whole thing is to tell kids, look, you are responsible for your words.
Right.
And your actions.
Do you think she deserves 20 years in prison?
No.
Well,
no.
That's what she's facing.
No. Well, they haven't sentenced her yet.
No, but that's, I mean,
that's,
she could serve maximum up to 20 years in prison for this whole thing.
So it'll be interesting to see, was she guilty of, you know, telling him to go ahead and do it?
Well, at one point.
Yeah, she did.
And it turned out that she was actually on the phone with him when he died.
Yeah.
She heard him take his last breath.
She was telling him to stay in the car because he was freaking out.
Well, she's the one that came up. She would research ways to kill yourself,
right?
And then send him the research. And the way he did it was he drove a little pickup truck. Well, what he did is he took a gasoline-powered water pump into the cab of the truck and ran the pump. So
he died of carbon monoxide?
Right. And at one point, the day that he was doing it, he got freaked out because the carbon monoxide was starting to take effect. And he jumped out of the truck, and she told him to get his ass back in there.
You better get back in there.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah.
See, that's...
That's too much.
That's across a line.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's too far.
That, like, I don't know.
That's bad.
That really pushed him to do it. You know what I mean? That's why I say, I don't know.
That's good. Really bad. I mean, that's more than, you know, her texting, you know what?
Mean things.
Right.
No, she was telling him to do it. She was over him saying that he was going to do it all these times.
So, well, one of her texts says, you always say you're going to do it, but you never do.
Right.
And then another one says, just park your car and sit there, and it'll take about 20 minutes, you know. So she was encouraging him the whole way.
Yeah, that's bad.
And then the one where he got out and like, get your ass back
in. Get back in. Yeah. What are you doing? Get back in.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
it's weird. Have to do it this time. Like, I don't know.
Damn kids.
Yeah. I mean, it could turn out that she's just diabolical, you know.
It could be. I mean, we've met diabolical people before.
Mm-hmm.
They do exist out there, male, female, you know, doesn't matter. They are there.
They are there. Hey, now, in the past, we've done a Python report.
Yes.
We haven't done a snake report in weeks. Well, this is not a Python report, but it is a story. It involves a snake, but it also involves, in my mind, marital trust.
need to discuss this.
So Steph, I have a question for you.
Yes.
If I was bitten by a venomous snake in our bed.
Oh my God.
Okay. In the middle of the night, would you want me to then bite you with my body full of poisonous venom? To take you with me into the afterlife.
Honey,
did this happen in Florida?
As much as I love you, I'm going to say no, because I feel like your survival would depend on me not being bitten by you or the snake.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not how poison works.
Well, apparently it almost did, because I guess if you have it in your system, I guess you can sort of transfer it, because he bit her. They both went unconscious, and she was able to be revived. He died. But he was bitten in the middle of the night in bed by a venomous snake.
I'm out.
In bed.
Right.
Yeah, it's India.
Well. Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
No. Yeah. No.
unacceptable. Okay.
What happened to the snake? You know, where was the snake after it bit him?
Oh, the snake just gets on out of there. He's like, eh. Right.
And they probably fried it.
Gotcha.
Up.
I did my snake thing.
Right.
Did
my snake thing.
You know,
you've been snaked.
First of all, if you're bitten by a snake in our bed, we would have to burn that bed. I would not be sleeping in it or laying in it in the immediate minutes following.
The problem is not the bed, it's where the bed is.
I'm going to be hanging from the ceiling fan.
If your bed is in a place where it might attract venomous snakes.
If it's snakeable.
Yeah. That's not cool.
No.
Here's your sign.
No. No. No, it's a bad plan.
It just reminds me, I remember I watched a Western one time when I was a kid, and this guy was in a sleeping bag, and a rattlesnake crawled into the sleeping bag with this guy, and everybody woke up in the morning, and the dude was dead. Yeah.
Well, I guess that would be maybe a fast way to go.
I don't think so. I think
it would be painful.
I think you biting me would not be a fast way to go.
Well, this guy, can you imagine how hard he had to bite his wife?
Yeah, don't bite me.
He reached over and bit her wrist. I mean, he would have to break the skin.
Yeah.
I mean, this whole story, this might be fake news.
It might be fake news.
I mean,
well, who knows?
I'm not going to comment. I have nothing good I can say about any
they're,
of this.
They're... You know,
if it is true, I'm glad she survived.
Yes. And I think.
And what a jerk to just assume that his wife would be ready to end her life just because he got bitten by a snake.
Right.
That's kind of selfish.
That and who's to say she didn't put the snake in the bed?
Right.
Maybe that's why he did it.
Mm-hmm. That's, you know, maybe that is why he was on to her. Yeah, there are so many theories, so many places it could go.
Yeah.
Or maybe he put the snake in the bed to bite her, and when it bit him instead, he was pissed. He's like, well, I wanted her dead, not me, so I guess now I need to bite her so we can both go.
Well, I would not even think that that would work.
Yeah.
That now all of a sudden I'm a venomous snake.
Right.
So you know, it's like when you get bitten by a spider, you don't turn into Spider-Man.
You don't.
Sometimes.
Shh, don't tell Ty that.
So it's like if you get bitten by a venomous snake, now all of a sudden you're...
Venomous?
You know, you're venomous?
You're Snake Man.
Snake Man. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Crazy. The whole thing about the damn thing being in the bed is what freaks me out.
Yikes.
Say what kind of snake it was?
No, one of those damn Indian snakes.
One of those venomous ones.
They didn't get an ambulance or anything?
Well, apparently not. Nobody, you know,
it
did
was a
she,
short story.
Did she call the police when he bit her?
I think they were found because I think when they were found, they were both unconscious.
Yeah.
Found by who?
I don't know. The kids. Somebody.
Neighbor.
Another snake. I don't know. Jeez.
Living in a hut. I don't know. The milkman.
There's a lot of holes in this story.
Well, yes. It
could be fake news.
Could be fake news. Mm-hmm. I would like to think that it is.
Hey, I got another story about beds.
Oh.
Mm.
And bed bugs.
Oh, great.
My mom always said when I was a kid, sleep tight and don't let the bed bugs bite.
Mine too.
Mm-hmm. I always thought that was cute.
Yes.
They're real and they do.
Yeah, apparently they do. So check this out. This guy in Maine, angry at being denied public assistance, took revenge by releasing dozens of live bed bugs at Augusta's City Hall.
Oh, no.
That's pretty serious.
The guy apparently was kicked out of his apartment. And when he went down to City Hall to get assistance for a new apartment, they said no. So he released the bed bugs. Now, here's the thing about this story. He must have had a feeling that they were going to deny him.
Yeah.
So he was ready with the bed bugs.
Where do you get the bed bugs?
And where the hell do you get the bed bugs? Where do you find bed bugs?
From his
that many of them.
Probably in his own bed.
Probably, yeah.
They're like ticks, man.
But
he
released hundreds. They had to evacuate the building.
Wow.
And fumigate.
Yeah, that tells me that the apartment he was being evicted from was full of bed bugs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just don't go pick up some bed bugs down the street.
Right.
You know, they don't sell those at the pet shop. I'd like some bed bugs to feed my betta fish. You know, why, pray tell, would you want that many bed bugs?
I don't know. I just want, you know, bed bugs, isn't it kind of like lice? Like
yeah.
When you get head lice, you know? Mm-hmm.
Oh, and they...
It's like an infestation and hard to get rid of.
Oh, impossible to get rid of. Mm. Nearly impossible and very expensive to get rid of.
Right.
It's a worst nightmare.
Yeah. Well, sleep tight, everybody.
Yeah.
Don't think about poisonous snakes or bed bugs.
Yeah.
Great. Who's sleeping tonight? Not me.
Not me.
Mm-mm. Oh, good. We can watch Orange is the New Black.
Yep, something.
Staying up all night.
Yep.
Because, you know, you... can't be bitten by a snake or bed bugs on the couch.
Yeah. I want to mention briefly that Bill Cosby, you know, he's been in a trial all week. Well, the case has been turned over to the jury, and they've been deadlocked. Before the show, they came out to ask more questions of the judge, and they've been at this for about 40 hours.
Five days.
Yeah. About 8 hours a day.
Right.
And they can't come to an agreement.
Right.
And they came out, before we came onto the show, to ask the judge a question. And of course, the defense counsel for Bill Cosby is like, that's it, mistrial. They can't figure it out. Da, 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 da. And the judge said, nope. Get back in there and figure it out.
We're going until you come up with something.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
So, hey, Fat Albert's going to jail.
No,
that's
not
what
yet.
I'm thinking.
I mean, if they're deadlocked.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, somebody's going to have to come up with something.
Yep.
One way or the other.
Mm-hmm. You gave me this paper here. It says the hourly wage needed to rent a 2-bedroom home in every state. All right. This is to rent.
Rent.
A 2-bedroom home in every state. Hannah Claire, how much money do you think you need to make per hour in the state of Florida to rent a two-bedroom apartment?
At least $12 or $14.
Nope. $20.68 is what you would have to. In Virginia, you'd have to make $23.29. California, geez, you'd have to make $30.92.
An hour.
An hour to rent a two-bedroom apartment.
And I'm guessing that that's based on full time, you know, 40 hours a week.
Yeah, it is full time. Looks like California is the highest at $30.92. The next highest or next closest to that looks like New York, $28.08. That's pretty high.
Yeah.
Man, oh man, I'm trying to see where the cheapest would be.
I believe it's Mississippi, Alabama, somewhere down there in the South.
Mm-hmm. Mississippi. Somebody's 13. Mississippi and Alabama are actually, Arkansas is the cheapest at $13.72 an hour. Is what you'd have to make to rent a two-bedroom apartment. And, of course, there in Arkansas, that would be a double wide.
Burn!
Sorry, any
snaked.
Sorry, any Arkansas listeners.
Ohio, $15, probably a double wide.
No, stop! That's not fair.
No, it's not.
At all.
Maryland is also high, $28.27. The Washington, D.C. is actually the highest, not California. Washington, D.C., to rent a two-bedroom apartment, you have to make $33.58 an hour.
Full-time.
Full-time. Now, what that means is you have to make that much so that you're only spending... so that you're not spending any more than 30% of your income on your housing.
On your housing. Yeah. Well, that's, you know, that's our rental requirement is you must make three times the rent.
Right.
You know, that's
a lot.
A given.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way you can survive.
Yep. Well, I had a story about Roman Polanski, but I'm not going to, don't have time for that.
Nope, we actually need to wrap it up.
Hey, let me go over some of these quotes real quick. If you stir coconut oil into your kale, it makes it easier to scrape into the trash. that came from Anonymous.
Yes.
The next one says, life is tough. It's even tougher if you're stupid.
Yes.
And that came from the Duke, John Wayne. The last one says, doubt is not a pleasant condition, but certainly it's... Oh, certainly is absurd.
Ruined.
Doubt is not a pleasant condition, but certainly is absurd. That came from Voltaire.
Voltaire.
it says, the next one says, if we are not regularly deeply embarrassed by who we are, the journey to self-knowledge hasn't begun. And that came from author Elaine de Bottom.
Oh,
De Bottom.
Yep.
Look how healthy nice we are.
Mm-hmm. The next one says, friends are the family we choose for ourselves. And that came from novelist Edna Buchanan. And the last one says, could a greater miracle take place than for us to look through each other's eyes for an instant? And that came from Henry David Thoreau.
Hmm.
All right, everybody, we need to wrap this sucker up. We got a late start tonight, kind of threw my rhythm off a little bit. But,
yes.
Well,
I can't believe we're out of time already.
Can't do a good show every night.
Nope.
Eh, wasn't bad, I guess.
It was a great
show.
Gave out
100 bucks, though.
Yeah, somebody won.
That's right. That's right.
Somebody
Thanks
called.
For calling.
Somebody won.
That kid, did you call that kid back?
Yes.
During the break, yeah.
All right, good.
We've got his bow.
Yep.
Okay. Hannah Claire, do you have anything you want to add here at the end of the show?
Not really.
Stephanie?
No, there was, but no.
Ty Ginn?
Nope.
Well, I don't have anything other than Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, and I miss you, Mom.
Everyone love everyone.
All for one and one for all.
Balls to the wall or not at all.
All right, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. We come to you live every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. We love talking to you every Friday evening, and we look forward to talking to you again next Friday. Don't forget your dads on Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Happy Father's Day, everybody. See you next week. Goodbye, baby. So long.
know you ain't gonna like it, but I'm stepping right out of your world. But I'm coming to your party, and I won't be able to stay, but I'm gonna kiss you one more time, then I'm going away. You may be lonely, yeah, you made me hurt like a fool. I give you candy, you turn around and treated me like dirt, but still I'm gonna come to your party, and just before the break of day, I'm gonna touch you one more time, no. Then I'm going away. Sing it to me again.
That's it.